Bezos Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis is a innocent line, relatively straightforward line, about 20 lines into the Gemara, where the Gemara reports what Rav Ashi had said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, three things. One of those things was Hamimareach Ratia. Rashi explains that it means rubbing ointment into a wound. B'Shabbos Chayiv Mishum Memachek, he's going to be Chayiv for Memachek. Now, what is the Pshat in the Gemara and Rashi? Memachek, as described in the Mishnah, was actually the flattening of the hide to process it when the hide was flattened. The Chiddush of our Gemara is that not only flattening hide, but even flattening an ointment would be an Iser Daraisa. This is found in Shulchan Aruch. This is important for medicines and medicinal procedures. Many people are not aware of it. I remember when I was in Camp Pask and discussing many of the issues that come up with the members of the Holy Infirmary in Camp Pask, ointments for the campers were a big issue. And this is found in Simin Shin Chaf Ches Sif Chavav. Therefore, ostensibly, putting an ointment on a wound in Shabbos is most definitely a shaila of a deraisa. Now, the Marsham in the Sefer Das Torah, in Simin Shin Chaf Ches Sif Chav Vav, raises the following ha'ara. He's medayik this from the Lashon Magen Avram in Simin Shin Tezayin. And this was something that Bishas Hadchak, in difficult situations, was a shita that we relied on in the past, because Reb Shlomo Zalman thought that there was room, possibly, to be makel. And that is, the Magen Avraham seems to say that the Isser Mimareach is only if his intention is not to have the ointment being rubbed into the body. If his intention is to rub it entirely into the body, if it's something that absorbs entirely into the body, maybe there's room to say that there isn't memareach. The Isser memareach does not apply. This is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perik Lamigimel Ha'ara Nun Ches. And the Svara we could add is that where it's entirely absorbed in, so then that's not the process of flattening out an object. The object entirely disappears. And this is how Rav Neuwirth quotes from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Halacha. He quotes in the name of a Rav Klein that he discussed this with the Chazon Ish as well. And the Chazon Ish seemed to be not to the Kula. It's not clear if it's the same Svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman had used. So therefore, even though Mimareach is a Shailah V'Doraisa, however, if it's entirely absorbed into the body, it could very well be that based on understanding where our halacha in our Gemara came from, that it was based on the Mishnah of flattening out the hide, where the Mishnah entirely disappears and dissolved into the skin, then there might be room to be makel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was makel, and the Churef, therefore, for that reason, b'di'eved, in Shas HaDchak, more precisely in Shas HaDchak situations, there'll be room to be makel with medications that are absorbed into the skin. This concludes the halacha section from Daf Ayin Hei.